TC, great win out there, 43-35. I know it was a little dicey for a while, but just walk me through your general observations with how the team played tonight before we get to the history makers here.
I thought we came out and we looked pretty good. I thought, okay, we're in rhythm and this is going to happen. And then the closer Presley got to the record, the tighter we became. And they wanted it just as much as her. And it's like all the focus went to that and not the game. And so it's a lesson learned that we'll learn from this. We got to be able to block out distractions. And once we got going, we were pretty good. But we gave Newton confidence, and you give a team that really hasn't been playing that well, give them a little confidence, they believe, and they'll play a rolling one with you, and they did. But we were able to lock down, play good defense, and that was the difference in the game.
Newton was shooting the ball pretty well tonight, but you guys still only gave up 35 points. What were you seeing on the defensive end of the floor for your team as the game was progressing?
We're switching back from zone to man, and we were contesting shots. They were just making them, and we just needed to do a better job of boxing out when they did miss the shot. And they start missing, we were able to limit them to one shot. And so that was kind of the little turn on it. And then on the offensive end, we were looking for one spot and not instead of moving the ball. And we made that adjustment to keep the ball moving, setting screens and run off of it. And we're getting open looks. We just didn't finish.
Yeah, that fourth quarter a lot better for your offense. Also the first quarter. So you kind of bookended the game with really nice offensive quarters. The middle was kind of a struggle, though, offensively, scoring points. What was the difference in those periods that you were noticing?
On the second quarter, it was just Presley out there. We didn't have Deja out there, and so we didn't have any post presence. And having a post presence opens up the outside players to get open looks. We were falling in love with the three-point shot. We weren't driving the basket, and I kind of told them, hey, quit falling in love with the three-point shot. Get to the rim. And then we're kicking the ball out, and then that kind of started to open up things and give them a little confidence. But we need to do that a little more often.
So now you're 9-10, entering the last week of the regular season. You got Grinnell coming up. Obviously, we know they're a tough team. Norwalk on Friday to close out the season. What are your thoughts on just the way the team looked tonight and how they could be looking next week? And what are you going to be focusing on in practice in the time between now and then?
We're still going to focus on defense because that's what makes us go. If we can get stops and we execute on offense, we'll be a tough team to play. It's just focusing on us. We know what happened with Grinnell. We got to handle pressure. We got to be able to handle pressure with any team that we play. And tonight, we didn't see a lot of pressure, but I thought we dribbled to our left very well. We didn't have that many turnovers, forced turnovers, that is. We had turnovers that we were trying to force and make the play just because of the moment. And so we'll continue to work on that. This is all new to them. This is still new to me, being in this kind of environment. This was almost like a playoff atmosphere with the records being on their shoulders, and they were nervous before the game, during the game, and so we got to learn from this.
I also want to ask one more time, as a coach, how does it feel to be the coach for moments like that, with Presley hitting her 1,000th career point, Deja setting the school record for rebounds? Just how does it feel, and how proud are you of those girls?
Oh, I'm so proud of them. That's the work they put in, the time that they've gelled together to know how to play with one another. To see him grow, especially Presley, when she came in as a freshman, to see her grow and mature to where she's at. She is a true leader of our basketball team and is a student in the Oskaloosa High School. So I'm so proud of him, and I hope we had her for one more year. Deja's just a sophomore. She's just a baby. And so she doesn't really know what's in front of her. Yeah. Presley had to work hard, and she put herself in position to be in this position. So I'm super excited for her, and Deja's future is off the charts.
Absolutely. Well, TC, congratulations on the win tonight. Again, it was 43-35, Oskaloosa getting it done over Newton. And best of luck to you next week as you guys close out the regular season.
All right, appreciate it. Thank you.